Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's Monday, the point system for licenses, driver's licenses, takes effect. And generally, what's going to be happening on Monday?
So there's been increases on some of the point system assessments when it comes to certain tickets. Not all tickets, but certain tickets. And this is wrapped around the fact that the increases that we're seeing when it comes to drivers on the roadway, passing a school bus, that percentage is up, or that ticket being issued is up 25% from 23 to 25 New York State Police stats. That is currently a 5-point. Monday it will be an 8-point ticket. I don't think anyone disagrees. Those are your kids. Those are, you know, the future of our communities right there, putting, you know, their lives basically at risk when you pass a school bus. But then we look at some of the other things where there's a point increase on what we call speed and zone and work zones. Also, there's a point increase on that, and it goes up one to a few points depending on the speed that you're doing. One of the big ones that they added now is the striking a bridge. So that one actually is a ticket that we can't, I guess this would be a signage ticket at this point, where now striking, if a tractor trailer strikes a bridge, which, you know, here in Western New York, it happens all too often, that's an 8-point ticket. That's for our commercial vehicle operators out there. But then we look at DWI. So before, that used to have a non-point assessment. But now if you get a drinking while driving or driving while under the influence of drugs, that's an 11 point. So at 11 points, you do lose your driver's license or ability to drive. And that is because, you know, New York State Police stats, we see a 20% increase in DWI drug arrests from 23 to 25. And we see a 17% increase on DWI drugs from 23 to 25. So these point assessments are on the fact that we're seeing an increase on all of these different trends that are happening on the roadway. And unfortunately, these trends are what keep you from, you know, not getting into collision on the road, but keeping your family safe. So we just want to make sure that the penalties align with some of the increases that we see with people driving on the road. And that's what this comes down to. A lot of people are willing to, I don't want to say accept the ticket or deal with the consequences, but continue to drive poorly and make rash decisions while operating a vehicle. And our statistics are proving that that is exactly what's going on. So we're hoping to possibly curb some of that mindset and people abide by or at least think about the consequences if they act a certain way on the roadway.
And Trooper, I think also the points are, it's not going to take as many points to get your license suspended nowadays.
Correct. So 11 points, you would technically lose your driving privileges. But now what there is, this has gone through the DMV, is if you get 10 points within 24 months, so basically, you know, you could get multiple tickets or maybe, you know, just two or three tickets, but within 10 months, a grouping of tickets within that 24 months, which is 2 years, you would also have your driving license suspended or, you know, revoked depending on what it is or how many points or what the ticket would necessarily mean. So that being said, 11 points, you lose your license. And that could be a combination thereof. There are classes where you can reduce, you know, the points that were given during driver ed classes and different classes that are being offered to reduce that. But also you have to remember there's the DMV responsibility fee, then you have the court fees, and then there's a good monetary value with these point systems. Obviously, your insurance goes up. There's a cause and effect on that. But the biggest things that we want to take away with the operators of the road, the reason why this has been put in place are because the hot topic tickets that we see trending 15 to 20 to 25% more tickets issued that really put you and your family at risk while getting on the roadways. We're seeing accidents and collisions increase due to driver inattention, being distracted. And these ticket increases, the point assessments are going up in all of these categories to basically make the road safer. It's to make the driver behind the vehicle think just a little bit into the future. If I do this, it could result in that. And that is what the goal here is, to reduce the amount of, obviously, hazards we have on the roadway with people taking risks.
If the points accumulate, they stay on for 2 years. How tougher is it to get those points off for the next 2 years?
So depending on the point system or the ticket that was issued to you and the points attached to you, which would be your, you know, driver's license, you could take different safety classes or insurance classes to reduce those points. Now, obviously, it depends on the class and the allotment of points that they're able to take off in one class. But some of these higher level tickets, let's say a DWI, that's going to be 11 points. You would lose your license immediately. So even doing the class, again, we're trying to curb people while driving impaired by the under the influence of alcohol or drugs. But then you take a speed. We have most people do, you know, anywhere from 10 to 20 miles an hour over the speed limit. You're looking at a fairly large point assessment on a ticket like that. One of the other things we're looking at is work zone tickets. You know, we want to make sure that people in the work zones are as safe as possible. That's their room to work. Those people have kids and families they want to go home to as well. And you put everyone at risk when you're driving over the limit because the road isn't set up or adapted for the full mile per hour speed that would typically be on that throughway interstate or wherever that's happening. And that is why there's a reduced speed. And we're very serious about the work zone tickets as well. We have a common thing that has happened just here in the last few weeks is we've had two troopers get hit, a tow operator get hit, all because people aren't moving over. So there's definitely issues out on the road, and we want people to get in their vehicles and families and friends to get in their cars and know that they could comfortably and safely get to the next destination without being struck by a drunk driver or someone being distracted or speeding too fast and getting hit by that person.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.